Our next guest on Friday Drive is singer-songwriter Sally Seltman. And when we last heard from Sally, she was working on the side project Seeker, Lover, Keeper with Holly Throsbury and Sarah Blasco, a fantastic project. Sally spent the year since in her attic studio getting creative with her team, which includes husband Darren, and her new album will be out early next year, and it's yet to be named officially. So far, she's released a few teaser tracks off the album. The new single is called Billy, and there's also a teaser track called Needle in the Hay. Sally Seltman joined me in the studio earlier this week with her guitar and shared the story behind the song.
The story behind why I wrote that song is actually information that was completely incorrect, but my mum told me that one of my ancestors came out to Australia on a boat from England, and she was on the boat and she saw a man and she said, "I'm going to marry that man," and then she married him. And then I was, I thought that's so romantic.
That's a great premise for a song. Yeah,
I thought it was really romantic and I kind of related to it. But then I told Mum that the other day and she said, "Oh, actually, that was the guy who saw who saw the woman." And so it was completely wrong. But anyway.
There you go. So it's a gesture to family history and a work of, you know, highly effective fiction. That's fantastic. The new album you created in your studio attic, and it's what, your first album since, was it 2010?
Yeah.
Where have you taken the Sally Seltman sound this time around, and why?
I think I've taken it. I created the album with my husband Darren, so it's kind of, he's brought a magical kind of uniqueness to the album, which.
Do I need to ask him that? He'll go, no, it's not magical uniqueness. Actually, that's wrong.
possibly. I wanted to create quite an intimate album that had lots of different feelings and emotions of, you know, like joy and fear and doubt and all those kinds of things. But I just love lots of layers and magical kind of orchestral moments. So there's all that kind of thing on the album as well.
Sounds like a wonderful palette for an album. And you're going to play something for us now. What track are you going to play?
I'm going to play a song from the album called The Small Hotel.
Sally Seltman.
I'm not running from my shadow anymore. I surrender bow and arrow. Close the door and sit right down. I wanna tell you about it all, about the hotel where we rose and fell, where heaven followed hell.
Absolutely delightful sounds of Sally Seltman here on Friday Drive. Sally, thank you so much for that. It was beautiful. Speaking of making it to the other side, I gather you and your husband, Darren, who possesses magical qualities, are considering moving to LA. Is that right?
We have a lot of good friends who live there.
I was hoping you'd say you're on the run from the law or some crimes. It's just friends in LA. Good luck.
Yeah, friends in LA. And I also do a lot of songwriting for other people as well as writing my own songs. So, and we've been making a few trips to LA in the last few years.
So it makes more sense to kind of base yourself there for a while.
Yeah, and also, just the adventure of, you know, living somewhere else for a while, I think will be really fun.
Do you think that living somewhere different will affect your songwriting? Do you think it will change it?
Definitely will, because I seem to have formed a really bad habit that every new I finish an album in a house and then I move to another house. And for some reason, that's a pattern that's just formed over the last 8 years or so.
You don't want to be pumping them out too quickly then.
You'll
be a vagrant.
I know what house I'm going to be living in LA, and I'm really excited because there's a little room there for me to work from. So, I'm just can't wait to get inside there and see what's going to come into my mind.
See if it'll be your first two album house as well. As you mentioned, you know, your songs have been extraordinarily popular and used in lots of different places, film, TV and advertising as well. Do those uses kind of change your relationship with the song in a way? And how do you feel about those uses?
Yes and no. A lot of the time I actually don't see my song. I don't see the thing.
Right.
I wrote a song with a girl called Lucy Schwartz recently, and the song we wrote, it's her recording of it, got used in the film What Maisie Knew, that Julianne Moore film. And I told someone that the other day, and they were like, oh, that film, it's really like harrowing. And I was like, wow, really? I haven't actually seen it.
Yeah, right. I mean, is that a deliberate choice? Do you go out of your way to avoid it?
My choice was I've got to make sure I go and see that film, and then it came and went, and I haven't seen it.
Do you take a very strong role in deciding what uses are and aren't permitted, or do you just leave that to other people?
No, I usually, well, if it's a song I've written that I record, then I say yes or no whether I want that song used in something. But yeah,
I so want to ask, can you tell us any of the no's?
The no's?
The theme song for a nuclear power plant or something.
Yeah, see that? Yeah, that would be a no. But I don't know if I've had any crazy ones like that.
Yeah. Okay. When you're approached for people to use your music or even to cover your music, how much of that is driven by the creative concerns? And, you know, do you ever just, is it a commercial thing as well?
What do you mean? Like when I...
Do you do it for the money?
Oh, okay. Well, I love song, like writing songs, yeah. and I want to do this to sort of earn an income. So yeah, I kind of do make choices sometimes based on whether I think that this will, you know, bring in some income. But, you know, I usually always, the choice also has to involve, do I actually want to do this? And do I want my name tied with this? You know, it's absolutely like The Crucible. It's like,
yes.
it's your name.
Yeah, indeed. And do you find that, I mean, I assume it draws people to your work, you know, we've all had that experience of watching a TV show or film and go, oh, what was that song? And then are you in touch with new listeners because of those uses?
Probably, yeah. I think one of my songs was used in Offspring, that TV show, and that's another one. I actually didn't see the episode that it was in, but I've had a few people say, oh, your song was like throughout that whole episode, and that's how I found out about you.
Right. Yeah. Oh, lovely. Excellent. Now, we've heard a track from the album, and we've talked about a number of the tracks on it, but it itself is not released for a while yet. It's out in February, is that right?
It's coming out in February. Yeah.
Will you be in LA by then?
You're
going to come back for the launch?
I'm going to come back to play shows.
Well, something to look forward to, the Sally Seltman fans. I'm sure you've won a few new ones this evening as well. So, Sally, thank you very much for joining us on Friday Drive.
That's okay. Thank you.
And the new single that Sally's got out is called Billy, and just like that song that you heard, which I certainly liked, although not everyone seems to from the SMS lines, it's definitely worth checking out. Sally Seltman, a wonderful person and a great songwriter. Julian Morrow with you on Friday Drive, 20 minutes to 7.